New York senior U.S. senator is introducing the Dairy Augmentation for Increased Retail in Yogurt Products Act. The bill creates tax preference savings accounts that allow deposits during high income cycles that are held until low income periods. Tax liability would be deferred and would be a marginal rate upon withdrawal. New York Farm Bureau spokesman Steve Ammerman says this is a risk management program and is an item the group has been advocating for a while.
This will not only incentivize savings in the good years for use in the tough times, but it's just a risk management tool that the farmers can fund themselves and will provide them some greater stability when, say, milk prices are low. But keep in mind, since it's tax deferred, that will be an incentive for them to put a little bit of the money away. And it's not just the farm savings accounts. You know, there's also the ability for farmers to purchase cows and be able to get a tax deduction as a business expense for part of the purchase of their dairy cows. So right there, that's another way that they can potentially grow their herd, increase their milk production, and give the growing yogurt industry what it needs to be able to meet those consumer demands.
Schumer's savings proposal is spurred by the growth of the Greek yogurt industry. According to the New York Farm Bureau, in 2010, New York produced 370 million pounds of yogurt. In 2011, yogurt production had grown to 500 million pounds. Overall, raw milk production in 2010 was 12 billion pounds. Senator Schumer's office estimates that New York farmers will have to produce more than 1.8 billion additional pounds of milk to meet demand. Northeast Dairy Farmers Cooperative Senior Dairy Policy Advisor Bob Gray says increasing production across the Northeast will be a challenge.
The estimates are that we'll need to increase our milk production in the Northeast by 15% to meet the needs of all this Greek yogurt increase in the plants that are being built, plants that are currently online. With the influx of these yogurt plants, we don't have enough milk right now to meet demand. It's a nice challenge to have because this affects the entire region. More of these plants are going into New York State. There's going to be some in Pennsylvania and Vermont and other states within the region. Milk moves all around the region. If you have a plant in western New York for yogurt, Greek yogurt, and it needs more milk, that's going to also positively affect a farmer in some other region of the Northeast where all of them are going to have to increase their milk production in order to meet demand.
Gray says Schumer's plan for tax-deferred savings accounts is sound, but will not work for all dairy farmers, even with the increased demand.
You know, we've had peaks and valleys in farm milk prices. A lot of volatility over the last 20 years. So Senator Schumer's idea is, say you have a couple of good years where farm milk prices are pretty decent. If you do have any extra money that you can put aside for the lean years, then you would have this account to do it, and you would have some tax advantages in doing so. I see no reason why it shouldn't be there as an option that farmers could look at.
New York State is looking into participating in a pilot program from the U.S. Department of Agriculture to boost the dairy industry. The federal agency wants to test the cost-effectiveness of serving Greek yogurt in school meal programs. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.